miles of pipelines we provided for the ranchers. So we understand the value of water. If we didn't have water, that country wouldn't be worth $10 an acre. So when I come over here to the Sandhills and there's water laying everywhere, I think, wow, the water's great. So we don't sit over the Ogallala Aquifer. But we're very much concerned about water. A couple of figures that, you know, we've got 80,000 miles of streams and rivers in the state of Nebraska. And that's the most in the country. We've got a lot of water. We're letting as much water leave the state as what would be coming into the state. 2 million acre feet of water would be coming in on this deal. And we're right now letting 7 million acre feet leave the state, just go right out into the Missouri River and go right down to the Gulf of Mexico. So as far as the Perkins Canal, I'm an irrigator myself. We flood irrigate. I want our irrigation people to have the water that they need. So this is what I would say. I would say if we're gonna claim that this water belongs to us, which the compact says, let's make sure that we don't get the cart before the horse. Let's make sure that if we're gonna build this thing, that we can actually have the mechanism in place to make Colorado produce the water. We got into one of these scuffles with the state of Kansas a few years ago. Kansas sued us, and it cost us. And that being said, the second thing I would say this, if we're going to build storage facilities and we're going to talk about irrigation, then let's make sure that if we're building storage facilities for irrigation, I don't want to hear about the fact that we have a dry year and Sam from Omaha wants to come water skiing, but he's mad that the irrigators have dropped the level of that reservoir, so he can't water ski anymore. If we're going to build them for irrigation, then let's irrigate out of them. That's the number one priority. Okay, I know everybody wants to go water skiing, but it's very aggravating as an irrigator to look at a body of water that we built for irrigation, and then all of a sudden, someone from town is upset because he can't get his fishing line far enough out to get in the water. So let's just make sure that we're doing it correctly and in a manner that would serve us for what we're saying it's built for.
Okay. We're going to run a little bit over time on what we're doing, I can tell. I want to talk about energy, green versus fossil fuels. Tony, will, I think I started with Tony on, I don't know.
It's fine. Whatever.
I don't know. Tony, energy, green versus fossil fuels, maybe a little discussion on LB 399 on the private property rights and things there. What are your thoughts on green energy?
Well, we're against the Green New Deal. I mean, I think most of us in the 43rd District can spot a rat, you know, when it's out there. And it's always, like you said, it's always the devil in the details. It's great to think that we could produce energy with the sun and the wind and all these things. But it's always, you got to peel off one layer after another. My wife's family is from West Virginia, and they're coal miners. And West Virginians are coal miners. They love to go down in the dark and dig coal. If I want a West Virginia coal miner to buy a Nebraska ribeye, I need to really help him be successful financially. And they're pretty good at providing energy. And I mean, West Virginia is just one small sec. I'm just kind of personalizing it. They're good at providing energy. Well, we're really good in this state is providing ribeyes. But if we start dabbling around, and I'm not saying that there's nothing that we shouldn't ever do, but if we just start dabbling around in the energy business, let's be good at what we're good at. And let's West Virginia and Oklahoma and natural gas and all these things, let them be good at what they're good at. The other thing, too, is this. When you start to get into green energy, it kind of amazes me when ranchers talk about green energy. The same group of people that they're flirting with over there on green energy, whether it's solar or wind or whatever, those are the same folks that are telling you and I that when your cow's out there digesting its food and passing gas, that's bad for the climate. So I mean, if you're gonna marry into the green energy family, so to speak, remember who all the cousins and aunts and uncles are in that group. Remember where they're getting their money. And so I'm concerned, where's these green energy deals, these businesses, these companies, who are they all associated with? None of us wants the Communist Chinese Party or any other foreign entity to own land in this state. We're very concerned about things like that. Foreign investment, And so there's some strings out there that I don't think that we've pulled on correctly to see exactly where it all goes. And please don't misunderstand me. I want to be a good steward of the land. And that's one of the things I think the 43rd District, the people in the 43rd District, we are good stewards of the land. And so we want to make sure that we're doing this correctly. But we don't want to